This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Very pleased to have joining us this morning, former golf editor, the first golf editor at ESPN.com. Currently, he's covering golf for the Las Vegas Review Journal. Go to reviewjournal.com to find all of his work. Greg Robertson, kind enough to hop on the line for us this morning. Good morning, Greg. Thanks so much for taking some time. And how nice has it been to have the PGA Tour in your backyard for the last 2 weeks?
Oh, it's been a real treat because you had the regular tour stop that you get kind of the mid-range players. I had a few big names this year. And then the second stop where you had just about everybody who's anybody. So it's been great.
Well, and the CJ Nines Cup, normally played in Korea, obviously due to COVID, the golf world not excited about traveling to all parts of the globe right now. So Shadow Creek stepping up, and I think before we get into the play, the golf course has a bit of mystique to it as well. You know, technically a public course, but you better have be well-heeled and well-connected in order to play out there. What, seeing this for the first time other than that match that Tiger and Phil played a few years back, what's the course been like? How has it held up for a PGA tournament? And people that watch the coverage this weekend, what should they know about it and pay attention to watching the play?
Absolutely. Mystique is a good word. You know, as a Las Vegas resident, even we don't know much about it at all. The course has been fantastic, and the players really like it. One of the benefits of bringing it here this year at this time is they have bent grass greens, which are kind of rare to find, but that's exactly what they're going to play at Augusta in a few weeks. So pre-tournament, everyone from Rory to Brooks to Justin Rose are talking about this is their Masters tune-up because they've got the bent grass greens. They're very undulating, so you're working on your imagination of how putts are going to break and how putts are going to roll exactly like you do at Augusta. So that's the benefit for the players. For the fans, they're seeing just a gorgeous course. One of the most interesting things being out there is every hole is isolated. So no matter what hole you're on, you don't see any other holes. You don't see any other players. You don't see any other people. You're on your own little hole because there's something like 22,000 trees on the course. So every hole is tree lined and you don't see anyone else. So it's a nice intimate setting. It's a great course. I believe Golf Digest named it the fifth best public course in the country. The one benefit of the COVID era, I would say, is that this is a really tight course, and if there were actually fans allowed, I don't know where they'd put them, because this is not a course where spectators could get around very easily.
Well, Greg, my co-host could find someone else's fairway. I don't care where you put him. you'd really have to isolate him. So it's a Tom Fazio design, and he moved about 3 million cubic yards of dirt. That's a little less than my wife has me moving in our backyard this weekend. But now you said that it's a tune-up for the Masters with regard to the greens, but not really the rest of the golf course, is it? Isn't it a little easier than Augusta will play?
Well, I don't think you're going to see anyone reel off six straight birdies at Augusta like Sander did yesterday. The fairways are pretty wide open. And it's kind of a course that the first time you look at it, you kind of go, oh my God, you know, what am I supposed to do here? But these guys are so good after they play one or two practice rounds. They know exactly where they need to put it. And it's kind of just been a matter of hitting their approach shots to the right locations on the green. Since they are undulating, if you get it on the right level, there's lots of birdies to be made out there. If you get it on the wrong level, you're looking at some tricky two putts. But we're not seeing a lot of bogeys out there, but we're seeing a lot of pars. And then when people hit it in the right spots, a lot of birdies.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Augusta is thinking of, or they already do, limit the greens reading books. Now,
right.
Yeah, what, and obviously at Shadow Creek, they're all using them. Is this going to be a little, what's your feeling on it? What's your take on those green reading books and how it makes Augusta so much more difficult than the other tournament venues?
I think the fact they never allow them at Augusta is just the reason why you need to have history there to win. You don't see first-time players or the young guns generally not doing as well at Augusta because they don't know the greens, whereas players who've been there year after year, they know exactly where every putt's going to break and how it's going to, what kind of speed they need to hit. So it's more of an experience and a memory thing at Augusta. Whereas somewhere like Shadow Creek, nobody had ever seen it. So I understand why they're using the books and relying on them so much. It is kind of one of my issues with the tour that there's so much reading of the books and so much preparation that it's just really slowing the greens down, or slowing the rounds down. Xander, in particular, the last 2 days has complained that, you know, this is a limited field event and they should be flying through the course, but it was 5 hours and 45 minutes to play yesterday. And that's just kind of ridiculous considering these are the best players on a rather straightforward course.
Greg Robertson is our guest covering golf on the PGA Tour for the Las Vegas Journal Review. Joining us now, you mentioned Xander, that run of birdies he had to take the second round lead, 14 under par. He's 3 shots clear of Tyrrell Hatton, who won in the European Tour last week at Wentworth, making the 20-hour trek to get to Vegas for this one. You've got defending champion Justin Thomas in the mix. Colin Morikawa is there as well. Despite the lengthy rounds, we mentioned the limited field, guys using this to tune up for the Masters. What have you noticed in the first two rounds and what could translate into what we see this weekend?
You got a little bit of everything there. I mean, you've got some good, solid names at the top, and then you've got someone like Taylor Gooch right there in the mix. You've got someone like Russell Henley right in the mix, who's been around a while but hasn't won in quite a few years. So it's kind of a matter of whose game is on and who's hitting it closest to the pin this weekend. I'm sure Shadow Creek will tuck a few pins away this weekend, and it'll come down to the approach shots, my feeling. And then we'll see if someone can make a run today. If someone shoots like Justin or Colin did yesterday, they could vault themselves right up there for Sunday.
Well, we saw Bryson pull away at the U.S. Open in dramatic fashion. We've seen Xander Schauffele. He's been close here in the majors recently. More youngsters like Colin Morikawa, who got his first major. Justin Thomas isn't yet 30. Amongst all these 20-something guys, is there one that maybe you see who could rise above and consistently win 4 or 5 times in multiple majors in a burst, maybe the way we saw Jordan Spieth do it a couple of years ago? Or are those days all gone because of how many guys are out there who can win on any given week?
That's a really good question. I think of the young guys, Colin Morikawa is the one who impresses me the most. I would say the first 2 days here, he played better than anybody out at Shadow Creek. He just couldn't make any putts on Thursday, and then yesterday he got him to fall. But I think you saw at the PGA Championship that he, despite his age, he knows how to manage a course, and he knew when to take his chances and when not to. So I think of the young guys, he's someone, when his putting is on, who's as good as anybody out on the tour. On the other hand, you have someone like Bryson who, you know, he can just overpower any course. And depending how it's set up, he will have a huge length advantage over everybody. I think the U.S. Open normally will reward people who can keep it in the fairway, but they had those fairways set up so slick that even the short hitters, balls were rolling into the rough. So when you're rolling into the rough and you're 50, 60 yards behind, Bryson's going to have an advantage, and he's a good putter. So it could go either way. Bryson, mentally, and you're just not sure when he's there and when he's not.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of like me on a daily basis. But I would say the player who's not there, Bryson DeChambeau, is still stirring up a lot of talk about distance and about hitting the ball further. Justin Thomas is talking about it. Rory McIlroy is talking about it. Are we looking at a whole new era in golf, or is this just kind of culminating right now from maybe the time Tiger was out there hitting the ball so far?
I don't know. I think we go through this all the time. And like you said, back in around 2000, they were tiger-proofing courses because he was longer than anyone. And now they're worried about how long Bryson is. I don't know. We go through it and we go through it. Bryson's the one long now, but, you know, on certain weeks, DJ and Brooks and a whole slew of people can be almost as long as him. And if they're straighter than him, then they can beat him. And I'm just not sure. Maybe if Bryson goes out and tears up Augusta this year as well, and then it's back-to-back majors, then we start talking about rolling back the ball or doing something to the courses to try and change things. But I think it just happens every generation.
Well, it's fun to see a course like Shadow Creek on television. We've seen that a few times here in this weird, odd PGA Tour season. Greg Robertson, you can see all of his work at the Las Vegas Journal Review. You can go to their website and find it. That is reviewjournal.com. And go to the sports section. He's been covering the tour. Should be a fun weekend. Greg, we thank you so much for getting up and joining us here this morning, and look forward to your coverage throughout the weekend.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.